This is a special message entitled, That Your Joy May Be Full. Turn with me, if you will, please, into 1 John chapter 4, reading verses 1 through 6. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. In verse 7, we find the words told, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. I'd like to quote the 16th verse again. And we have known and believed the love that God hath in us, or to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The Phillips translation puts it like this, For we realize that our life in this world is actually his life in us. Weymouth's translation puts it this way, God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this will love in its perfection be displayed in us, because what he is, that we also are in this world. Now the Church of Jesus Christ has before it the most powerful challenge ever given. Oh, it's so thrilling to know God has revealed himself in all of his fullness through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm thanking God that what he has done for us, he is going to do for everyone that will believe. But have you ever thought about this lately, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and his fullness dwells within us? The life of Jesus Christ is being manifested in us, so we can rise to the challenge of God's clarion call, to touch, bless, and redeem the lives of those who do not know him as Lord and Savior. God has given to every born-again child of God a powerful ministry. It is the ministry of life. We don't have a death witness, but rather we have a living witness or a living testimony of the risen Christ. In these last days, God has placed before each of us so great and wonderful a challenge. As we hear his word and do his word, God honors our obedience to fulfill his divine purpose and opens the way for us to ever go forward. God is revealing the mysteries of the kingdom through the pages of his living word. We have before us the greatest opportunity to reach the lost with the gospel of the kingdom than ever before, proclaiming the teachings of Jesus Christ to the whole man for the whole world. We're putting into operation now two visiting teams that will be going into the hospitals and the convalescent homes. We now have an operation, our cassette ministry. The Lord is speaking to our hearts to enlarge our radio ministry. We are now in the planning stages of bringing new television programs on a network of stations that will reach 5 states to start with. God is going to speak to many. He is going to speak to many people to invest in the Lord's work so we can meet the challenge before us. Now, one of the greatest truths in the Bible is stated by the Lord Jesus Christ in St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman," or the vine dresser. Verse 5 states, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." We are the branches, and Jesus Christ was saying to his disciples that his life as the true vine would be continued as his life in the branches. This message is one of the most marvelous declarations that Jesus ever made. He stated that there is a divine union between Jesus Christ and the new creation children of God that would continue even though he was getting ready to leave the earth. Jesus Christ wants to fill you with his life. He wants to open for you the hidden treasures of the living word. He wants his children to rest, to trust, and to abide in him. The only one who can stop the perfect will of God from being done in your life is you. Our new life comes from Jesus Christ. Our old life is done away when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and experience the new birth. Satan tried to do away with the true vine, Jesus Christ, but Satan failed. Jesus Christ not only conquered Satan, but he conquered death, and all of the powers of darkness rose again from the grave, ascended unto the right hand of the Father, and ever liveth to make intercession for us. Now a branch can be cut off of the vine, and the vine will go on living. But if the vine is dead, then there is no life to the branch. Life is gone if the vine is dead. But ladies and gentlemen, our divine Lord, our mighty Savior, lives forever. And we are told that if we do not bear fruit as a branch on the vine, we'll be cut off. If we fail the Lord, his life and God's divine plan of total redemption will continue on. His fruit bearing will continue on through his church. And the church will continue on. If our Savior Jesus Christ could fail us, the branches would die and be cut off from the source of divine life. But Jesus Christ cannot fail us, for he has already signed and sealed God's atonement with his blood forevermore. If you prune the vine, that is, the branches that do not bear fruit is cut off, and the vine grows new branches. But if the branches are cut off from the vine, it doesn't take very long for the branches to dry up and wither away. The devil has rendered a great many churches powerless and useless because they allowed themselves to be seduced by vain and deceitful teachers bringing the doctrine and philosophy of man's carnal understanding of the Word of God to the people instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to testify of and teach them about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he accomplished on Calvary's cross. Multitudes have been denied the reality of a new life in Christ because the teachings of many have taken and stripped away the power of the gospel by mixing it with men's philosophies and men's doctrine. The gospel of the kingdom of God and the teachings of Jesus Christ is not a myth, as a lot of people would like for you to believe. The word of God, when anointed by the Holy Ghost, gives life to the dead in trespasses and sins, brings healing to the sick, joy to the grieving, victory to the embattled. The word of God, when abiding in us, and we in the living word, gives us his ability to live above our circumstances and fight the good fight of faith and claim the promises of God. In Jesus Christ, we have a real supernatural union with the true vine. Now, 1 John told us in the 4th chapter that there would be many that would come forth that would be false teachers and false prophets. And he said to try the spirits. How? By the word of God. If they testify of Jesus Christ, lifting him up. If they magnify his name and they lift him up before the people. Ladies and gentlemen, they are of God. But there are many today that are trying to have their place as an absolute ruler of the people and leaving God out and leaving the people out. But you can't do that, my friends, because Jesus Christ is the vine. He is the head of the church, and without him, we will but wither and die. The branch cannot survive without the vine. The vine can continue on, and he'll grow new branches, and his church will continue on. But we have to abide in the vine, and we get our nourishment from the vine. We get our life from the vine. We have our victory from the vine. And Jesus Christ is the true vine. He is our all and in all. He is our victory. In Jesus Christ, we have a real supernatural union with the true vine. Jesus said that if we would abide in him and he in us, we would be very fruitful. And as I read this chapter in preparing this message, the Holy Spirit quickened to my heart the thought that this means not only soul winners, but victorious Christians as well, having all that Jesus Christ has provided for us. Now listen, Jesus Christ is the fountain of life. He is the light of men. He is the only source of salvation. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the true vine, and we are his branches. We have the opportunity to bear fruit as never before. We have been given the ministry of life to a hungry, thirsty, lost, and desperate world that must have the divine life of God to transform them and change them, or they shall surely perish. Instead of the church existing as a club of nice people who could care less what goes on in the world, we, you, and you, everyone listening to this message, every born-again believer, are members of the Lord's body in this earth, and we are directed to preach the gospel unto the whole earth and to every creature. And it's time that we begin abiding in Christ. The teachings of man tells you that you're just a no good sinner, an unworthy, miserable wretch, and that you just are not worthy of anything. Well, that's what you were until you were born again. But now you are a member of the body of Christ. You belong unto him. Now you are set free from that life of sin and death, and you have been translated into the life, or into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You have been transformed, renewed, and made alive in Jesus Christ, and grafted into the vine. Now the devil wants you to think that you can't have anything from God. He brings up things to condemn you, things from the past. Listen, when you confessed your sins to Jesus Christ, believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth your salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ and your salvation in him and through him and by him, my friends, every sin that you committed in your life was forgotten, was washed away in the blood of the Lamb, and you became free in him, and you no longer have to walk under condemnation. And it is wrong for you to continue to say, I am unworthy, to continue to say, I am miserable and I am a wretched sinner. My friends, I want to say unto you, if you are a child of God, if you have experienced the new birth, then you are no longer a wretched sinner, but you are a child of God, and you belong unto him. And he has given unto you the Holy Spirit, whereby you might rise up and put on the whole armor of God, and take unto you the whole armor of God, and become one with the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby you become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, whereby you become an absolute member of his body in this earth. When you have experienced the Lord Jesus Christ, when you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you experience the new birth, you become a new creature, a new creation. The Apostle Paul tells us that we are the habitation of God. God won't live in an unworthy, sinful tabernacle. The blood of Christ cleanses you from all sin, and your sins as well as your old life is done away, and they are forgotten. It is wrong for you to believe the lies of the devil. You are not to be condemned by the lies of the devil anymore, but you have been set free by the blood of the Lamb. It is wrong to say that you're totally unworthy when you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior. Yes, when you were in sin, you were totally unworthy. Self-righteousness and self-works won't do. But once the blood has been applied, Jesus has made a way for you, and your way is a new life in Christ Jesus. And when you abide in Him, you abide in rest and trust, and you depend on Jesus Christ for your victory, and you have His ability to overcome every situation that confronts you and to walk in the victory that's provided to you by the Lord Jesus Christ. As we bear fruit, we draw life from the divine vine. We are sustained, we are nurtured, and guided through the living Word. He is our all and all, and He is our everything. Let Him let you, let Him stir you, let Him anoint you, and let Him give you that Word that will abide within you, that you may walk in victory as a son and daughter of God. You are God's property. He bought you. He bought me. And we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong unto Him. He wants us to come into the knowledge of all that He is and all that He has prepared now in this world and the world to come for every child of God. Colossians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10 tells us that in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now the Word of God teaches us that the fullness of the Godhead is in Jesus Christ. Everybody can say, praise the Lord. But listen, the Word of God also states that we are complete in Him. You can't add anything more to completeness. Therefore, if all the fullness of the Godhead is in Christ, and we are in Christ, and He is in us, then that fullness also abides in us right now. The Apostle Paul states that to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, is for a purpose. And that purpose is that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 19. So many believe that God is out there somewhere. But oh, what glory, what joy it is to know that not only is He out there, but He is in us. He is there with you right now, in you. As a child of God right now. And when you abide in Him, you are what He is. And when He abides in you, you have a supernatural divine union that makes you an overcomer, and that you abide in the vine and you begin to bear much fruit. Hear the words of the living pages of the eternal life. 1 John 4 and 16. What He is, that we also are. Listen, not will be, not might be, but we also are, that we also are in this world. That's right now, in this world. Look out now. We are victorious in Him. We are set free from the curse of sin and death in Him when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and experience His salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not dead. He's still in the soul-saving, body-healing business. God is still moving by His Spirit. God still blesses His people today. If we bring our lives to Him and are obedient to His Word, and we present ourselves to Him so that He can work His complete work in our lives, we have the right of sons, of heirs, and joint heirs in Christ to ask in faith for His Word, His promises to be fulfilled in our lives. God's promises are our promises today. God will stand behind His Word. And when we come under the banner of His Word and complete accord with His teachings, victory is ours. The peace of God is ours. He is our righteousness. He has given us the greatest privilege of any people that has ever lived. He has given us the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of life to a dying world. God is pouring out His Spirit in these last days like never before. He is right now moving by His Spirit. He's right there where you are right now. He is right here with me as I'm bringing you this message. He's everywhere. God is with us wherever we go. God is in us wherever we go. We are blessed people. We have experienced through the new birth the work of divine love in us and for us. We have His Word to guide us. We have His presence to abide in us. We have victory through Jesus Christ. He wants your joy to be full. Isaiah tells us in the 60th chapter in verse 1, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Not maybe, not someday over in glory land, but is now risen upon thee. Not only has your salvation been sealed forever by the blood of Christ, but your victory, my victory, all our victory has been accomplished once and for all and forever in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. The birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ once and for all established God's plan of redemption for each and every one of us. This work is a past spiritual work that gives present spiritual results to all who call on the name of the Lord. And all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen, under the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, "Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ hath not might," my friends, "not perhaps so, but hath anointed us," is God. Our present victory in Christ flows from the true vine, the benefit wrought for us by the Lord Jesus Christ. If we abide in Him and obey His voice and count it a privilege instead of a burden to do all that we possibly can to reach the world for Jesus Christ, we are going to walk as His anointed. We're going to be victorious in Christ. We're going to have the victory and the joy and the peace that passeth all understanding as we take the Word of God and allow God's searchlight of truth to shine on our lives. We're going to yield to His Word and put under submission our minds and our bodies that we might enter into His rest. We are told in the Word that we have a place in Christ as kings and priests. And when we give our lives over to the Lord, His anointing will move in us and we will learn of Him. No longer will we be strangers, but we become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ and become partakers of the promise. Jesus Christ is our anointed head, and we abide in His Word and in His anointing and stand on His victory. We believe it, and it is done. His banner over us is love, and we know no matter who tells you that it cannot be done, it is done through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, right now, as I feel your powerful anointing moving as never before, I'm asking you to touch the heart of every person that listens to this message. Those who know you as Lord and Savior, that are sick, that are going through the trials, the battles of life. Father, in thy name, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I speak the word, and I send forth the word through this message and this microphone and this cassette tape right there into their homes, right there where they are, that your mighty power on your word and your Holy Spirit will move upon the afflicted and the diseased and the sick and set them free. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, loose those that are bound. Cause those that are weak to be made strong. Those that have been sitting in the shadows to come into the light of your presence. Cause them to arise and cause them to shine and to enjoy the fullness of all that you are, that they might know you as Lord and Savior, and not only Lord and Savior, but as baptizer, as healer, as deliverer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you for it, that every need shall be supplied. I bind the spirits of infirmity. I bind the sicknesses and the diseases that would confront your children. I bind the spirit of poverty, and I command that the need shall be met in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, you said whatever we bound on earth would be bound in heaven. Whatever we would loose on earth would be loosed in heaven. In thy name, O Lord Jesus Christ, I speak the word, and I bind the forces of darkness that would come against your children. Loose and set them free. Right there, let the Holy Spirit of God quicken the word of the Lord into their hearts and into their minds and into their bodies, into their souls and into their spirits, until they shall arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord hath arisen upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you for it. I believe you to set them free. I believe you to give them joy. That one that is sitting there now, that is going through this trial, going through these problems, Father, I bind the work of the enemy. I bind the works of Satan, principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And in the name of the risen Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, be thou made whole. Be thou set free. Be thou loosed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the word of God shine forth through your heart and mind. And may you bear much fruit as a branch on the living vine. He who is the true vine, that he may stretch forth his hand unto you and give to you that which you have need of. I thank God that we have the privilege of serving so great a Lord. So great is his salvation. So marvelous is his ways. That we know that as we trust in him, that as we believe his word, that we shall receive, and that we shall walk as sons and daughters of God, victorious over all the work of the enemy.
If you would like to write for prayer, just simply address your letter to me, Neil Glass, P.O. Box 628, Hayward, California, zip code 94543. If you would like to call, my telephone number is area code 415-785-3232. I will be praying for you and believe God to do that work in your life. Remember, the Word tells us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We are admonished to pray one for another. God's given me a ministry of correspondence and a ministry of intercessory prayer, and I very humbly invite you to write. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you, and that the joy and the peace and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be yours always. Until we visit again through these messages, this is Brother Glass saying, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.